Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Italy, to Lorenzo Fiore, reporting from Milan about events that touch both the U.S. and Italy at the same time. Intemperate remarks by Elon Musk, a counselor to President-elect Donald Trump, spending these last days in company of Mr. Trump, making a remark about a decision made by a judge in Italy about the matter of detaining migrants who come from North Africa, detaining them in Albania while their application for sanctuary in Italy is processed, as opposed to containing them in Italy while it's processed. This is the migration story that is also very much burdening all of the European Union, not just Italy, but Italy is very close to Tunisia, and the waterway in between is the often route into Italy and the EU. What is to be done? Giorgia Meloni, in conjunction with the Albanian authorities, built areas where migrants can be held, single male migrants, not families, not children, not women, to my knowledge. And yet, there is a court that has said, you cannot do that until, and then that's when Mr. Musk got involved. Lorenzo, a very good day to you. Mr. Musk made an intemperate remark that has not helped, I believe, Giorgia Meloni's policy. What is your measure now of the president of Italy, Mr. Mattarella? He was very unhappy about Mr. Musk's remark. Has there been any additional unhappiness by the Meloni government? Good day to you.
Good day, John, and good day to all the radio listener. Well, I think that our president, Mr. Mattarella, replied to the statement of Elon Musk in the most appropriate way, which I share totally. And I can even tell you that the most of the Italian friends I met over the last days expressed the same judgment as I'm going to do right now. Mr. Mattarella replied saying simply that Italy can take care of itself by itself. There is no need to have any advice from abroad. This is a statement that Mattarella did also with the French Prime Minister, a lady that expressed concern when the latest political election in Italy were completed, saying, now there is a coalition led by right party, and so we need to look after carefully about what will happen in Italy. And Mattarella at that time said there is no need to look after Italy carefully because Italy can manage democratically and the best way whatever will happen in the country. I think Elon Musk used the words that were too sharp, too arrogant, to express a critic that is there even in Italy, because there is a clear atmosphere of contrast between the political power right now in power and the magistrates. This is something that is going on for the last 30 years, and so this is the result. I don't know whether I have expressed the situation in a proper way, understandable by the listeners or not, but I can go on and make more deeper my consideration.
No, I think you've been very carefully to conduct the fact that this is an Italian affair. It doesn't need remarks from outside, especially by a man as prominent as Mr. Musk, who has established a friendship with your Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni. So I'm presuming this hasn't helped Giorgia Meloni follow through on the policy. A policy, by the way, that's now being echoed in London. The Starmer government is now entertaining the same protocols that when migrants come to Great Britain, heretofore they've been housed in Great Britain while their application for sanctuary is processed. But now Britain is talking about moving them to other countries while they wait. It's the same policy that we have in Italy with Albania, although it hasn't happened yet. I mention all this because the whole of the EU, as you know, Lorenzo, is troubled by this same matter. Spain, Germany, the Netherlands, France, everyone has the same problem. How do you handle this enormous, overwhelming force coming from the global south into the EU, where they enjoy benefits while they seek sanctuary? Most times they're economic refugees, but they can be understood as geopolitical refugees fleeing war or threat of death or famine. So this story will continue. We can presume there'll be no more remarks from Mar-a-Lago or Mr. Musk. I want to come to something that we touched upon over these last months that now is going in reverse. That is Sicily. You reported on a severe drought in Sicily over the summer. Now severe floods. Where are the floods in Sicily?
Well, the floods occur in the east part of Sicily, in the area of Catania, in the area of the famous volcano Etna that is still active. And I can tell you that I saw video clips on the TV that are really impressive and scaring. The amount of water was absolutely enormous. And, okay, maybe the environment is not carefully care, but let me tell you that once such an extreme phenomena are happening, I don't think that there is anything you can do. There is too much rain, and unfortunately, you can. We have to take into consideration that climate is different from the past. Even in the past, we were used to have a flood, but we were not used to so frequent. The other point is that we are having so much rain in area where the rain was missing for many, many months. And unfortunately, the net result of this is given by an article published on our financial magazine, speaking about the risk that our territory in the south can become a desert. Desertification is an issue, along with impressive amount of rain falling in few hours. So the combination of the two things are not good for our peninsula.
Finally, I want to talk about something happy, because we've had two unhappy topics. Italy is now in the finals, correct? Even though it lost to France. Is that correct? We have 30 seconds.
Correct. Yesterday we lost against France. We won in Paris a couple of weeks ago, but unfortunately yesterday in Milan we lost 3-1. But we were already qualified to the next stage of the European final, so we are happy, because you know that the latest champion were a disaster for us. So we are recovering a bit from a situation that is not acceptable to a country that won so many titles in the football sport.
Are you happy with this year's team? You, personally?
Personally, I'm happy, but yesterday I saw the match, and let me tell you that we have still to do better, particularly in the attack and in the middle court. We were too much, using the ball from one player to another player instead of trying to attack the goalkeeper of the other team. But let's see if the trainer will improve such a situation.
Lorenzo Fiore in Milan.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.